Chapter 1. From Luther to the Lightning Bolt. Above the modern city of Geneva, Switzerland, stands a section called the Old Town. In the center of the Old Town is a large walking park that features a giant wall of marble called the Reformation Wall. The Reformation Wall features the likenesses of Martin Luther, Philip Melanchthon, John Calvin, Theodore Beza, John Knox, Martin Bucer, Huldrych Zwingli, and a few others. And chiseled into the stone at the top of the wall are the words, Post Tenebras Lux, After Darkness, Light. This became the motto of the 16th century Reformation. What was this darkness, this tenebras? From the Reformation standpoint, the darkness refers to what had happened to the Roman Catholic Church during the Middle Ages. The Church had been experiencing a steady change in its understanding of biblical Christianity, most importantly, in its understanding of salvation. What had developed in Rome at this time is what we call sacerdotalism, the idea that salvation is accomplished chiefly through the ministrations of the Church, through the priesthood, and particularly through the administration of the sacraments. This system of salvation that developed within the Roman Catholic Church came to a crisis with the 16th century Reformation. But before we examine the historical incidents that provoked this crisis and the people whom God used to bring it to pass, I want to make an important distinction. The Reformers themselves considered their work to be that of Reformation, not revolution. They did not see their activities as an organized revolt against the Church or against historic Christianity. In many ways, like the 8th and 7th century BC prophets of Israel, the Reformers saw their task as calling God's people back to their founding. They wanted the Church to return to its original forms and to the original theology of the Apostolic Church. That is, the Reformers were not trying to create something new. In 1504, Martin Luther was 21 years old. He had completed his Master of Arts and had enrolled in law school. By age 21, Luther had already distinguished himself with his intelligence. He had been raised in the classical educational system under which students were required to speak fluent Latin, the language of the university. It was the language of those involved in jurisprudence. It was the language of theologians and of physicians and other professionals. And so Luther's training to become a lawyer served him quite well throughout his lifetime. To get a sense of where Luther's life fit in Western history, imagine this. He was born in 1483. That means that he was 9 years old when Christopher Columbus landed in the New World. The Western world at this time was experiencing all kinds of tumultuous changes. Luther's father and mother had been peasants in Germany near the Thuringian forest. Hans Luther left the fields of the farm and became a miner. He was so successful in the mining industry of the region that through his managerial and entrepreneurial skills, he managed to become an owner of 6 foundries and elevated the economic station of his family significantly. But his great dream was the education of his son, Martin. He would have a son who would be a prominent lawyer, who would become wealthy, and who would be able to care for his parents in their old age. Everything was progressing nicely in this direction in Luther's early years of education. Martin had a reputation for remarkable brilliance in the field of law. Later, his role in the Protestant Reformation greatly benefited from his understanding of law, because he took the skills and the education that he had in jurisprudence and applied it to his study of biblical law.